Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. WeChat has launched a new feature to help debunk fake news stories online. Alibaba is aiming to make $1 trillion per year by 2020, and Filipino internet penetration has been forecast to surge. The popular Chinese social app WeChat has launched a new feature to correct and discredit fake news. The feature is a mini program within the WeChat app and allows users to search for rumors and read a list of articles that debunk recently published fake news stories. The search feature also gives users a ranking based on how often they've read a result marked false, whilst also allowing people to share articles with friends. Additionally, if a user shares a piece of content with friends which is later proven to be false, both the user and their friends will receive notification informing them of this. A scandal in China regarding tainted milk brought the issue of false information to prominence back in 2008. And since then, companies in the country have been keen to reassure customers that products, particularly food, are safe for consumption. The Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba has announced that it wants to achieve $1 trillion gross merchandise volume annually by 2020. Zhou Sai, the executive vice chairman of the company, has said that the latest trends in the world of technology will be key to Alibaba's success in the coming years. The areas mentioned by Sai included AI and content. He said that the purpose of feeding such technologies into Alibaba's business plan is to build long-term value for Alibaba. The internet population of the Philippines is forecasted to reach 46 million by the end of this year. Thought to be due to the recent growth in smartphone usage in the country, a report called the Lamudi Real Estate Market Report says that it will have grown by nearly 98% since 2010. This will make the country the third largest internet market in Southeast Asia behind China and Malaysia. The country's sharp increase has made an impact on multiple online industries, including marketing and fashion retail. Real estate has also been vastly impacted by the change, with the report showing that agents in the industry were quickly moving from paper advertising to online marketing, with skills in SEO and social media on the increase. The Swedish furniture company IKEA has announced plans to sell its items online through third-party companies. The chief executive of Inter IKEA Group is quoted in the media as saying that it will start testing the concept with third-party retailers in 2018. It's not yet mentioned which third-party businesses would be selling IKEA products, although Amazon and Alibaba have been mentioned in the press as being possible candidates. After the tests have taken place, IKEA will look into which platforms will be the most appropriate. And finally, Apple has announced that it will soon be opening its first store in Taiwan. The Apple store will be located in the famous Taipei 101 skyscraper, although an exact opening date is yet to be announced. Previously, Taiwanese Apple fans had to buy their products from authorized resellers such as iStore, Studio A, and Youth. This is just the latest Asian launch from Apple. It recently opened its first store in Singapore and is currently making preparations for its first store launch in South Korea. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.